in the limelight.
The recent developments regarding the treatment of Western regimes with journalists exposes the European country's bogus claims of free speech and media freedom, which is conspicuously absent in the West, as is also evident by the flow of fake news to depict developments in independent countries in a negative sense, while promoting Islamophobia and the crimes of client regimes against humanity, including the unending 74-year Holocaust of Palestinians by the fake regime of Israel. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by Kayhan, international staff writer. This article is published under the heading Press Freedom, German Style. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. In Europe, Nazi bashing is a fashion, and Western regimes, by taking pot shots at the long-dead Hitler's negative propaganda, vie with each other to score points in the name of liberties and press freedom, which actually means curtailment of facts from the public and manipulation of news to suit state policies depicting a new bogeyman on the scene. Modern Germany, forced by the Zionists to bear the guilty, conscious burden of alleged Holocaust of Jews during the Second World War, is no exception to this rule that requires suppression of realities, even if it means punishment of the innocents for informing the public of the crimes committed by a stooge and not by the supposed enemy. The latest victim of this official distortion of developments is a female German journalist risking her life and limbs to cover NATO's war in Ukraine and provide public back home with the horrible occurrences in the war zones. Alina Lipp, instead of being appreciated for her courageous efforts, is facing a criminal probe in her homeland for reporting on crimes committed by Ukrainian forces against civilians in the eastern Donbas region of the war-ravaged country. She's being subjected to criminal proceedings by the German government and has received a letter from judicial authorities in Berlin threatening her with a 3-year jail term. Why? Because officialdom in the West regards Russia as the bogeyman, and any event that reflects the furnace of Moscow or the forces it supports should not just be censored but portrayed negatively, while those opposing them ought to be depicted as heroes defending freedom, even if they commit gross violation of human rights. Alina Lipp, as an independent journalist, refusing to sell the integrity of her profession for a fistful of dollars demanding fake news, was an eyewitness to the shelling of civilians by the Ukrainian forces for not just a few days, but for several years. She honestly reported these facts, calling it genocide and divulging the truth concealed from the public in Europe and North America by saying, on the basis of her many interviews, "The people in Donbas support the special operation of Russia." For her fair and objective coverage of the war in Ukraine, she has been heavily fined by the German government, which is also not allowing her to defend herself in a court hearing. Alina, who has been based in Ukraine's restive Donbas region for 6 months, has faced suspension from some social media platforms and has also had her PayPal account suspended. She is not the only journalist in Europe being targeted for reporting of facts and ground realities in the now 5-month-long conflict into which NATO has pushed Ukraine. Earlier, a Spanish journalist, Lois Sivaya, had been harassed for her reporting on the suffering of people in Donbas region at the hands of the Ukrainian forces. All this exposes the European countries' bogus claims of free speech and media freedom, which is conspicuously absent in the West, as is also evident by the flow of fake news to depict developments in the independent countries in a negative sense, while promoting Islamophobia and the crimes of client regimes against humanity, including the unending 74-year Holocaust of Palestinians by the fake regime of Israel.